Welcome to Simple Wins, the show where we talk to the architects behind the most successful B2B firms. And we're currently in the middle of a massive project curating the 2026 B2B benchmark. And we're looking for the high-level strategies that actually work in today's market. And I knew I had to get Muhammad Marwan on the mic to help us set that standard. Muhammad is always passionate about imaging and designing better future for clients. Strategy, operations, and technology are his favorite client transformation domains, and he has absolutely crushed it in his sector. So, Muhammad, a big welcome to the show. So excited to have you here.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you very much, and great to be with you. Go
absolutely.
Ahead. I'm ready.
Let's make it happen. So at this moment, at what moment do you think, because I know that you do transformations, what moment should a founder take a look at their business and realize maybe it is time to take a transformation?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. Maybe I'll give some examples from the experiences that I had with different founders and CEOs. Usually the first trigger is that there's kind of a wall that they're unable to cross. Okay. Now this can be, you know, internally, talent, employees, customer issues. It can be competitors. It can be a market share that, you know, they cannot grow. There's usually, you know, some kind of a crisis. And the typical standard incremental solutions are not paying off. So this is one hint. And then they would say, you know what? No, there's something really going wrong, we're not going the right way. Let's see what else we can do. And then with further analysis, getting help internally or from consultants like myself, who can have a look at the overall strategy of the business, the overall capabilities. Is the business model really working? Is the architecture working? And probably they're at the point where either they transform into something really higher, okay, or they're going to keep facing the same problems for a longer time. So it's very important that the founder or the CEO really has this kind of consensus that, no, now is the time to transform. The market is changing. Customers are changing. Competitors are not as before. Something's wrong with the economy. Scanning the market, they find that they're not as capable as before. And this is very sensitive, because if they miss this point or they're a bit delayed, it can be very costly to transform later. This is how I've seen it with different companies, not just in our region, but even across the world.
Absolutely. And what typically happens during a transformation? What does that typically look like?
That's transformation. Well, you know, it has different, there are different versions of transformations, okay? But if I would pick like three main themes during a transformation process, I'm always very excited about what is the message to the company, to the employees. Okay. What are we, how does the leader or the founder or the CEO really explain to the employees that we're transforming? That's one of the main drivers for success. Okay. It's just, you know, it's not like we're going to change something or change the ERP or change the organization chart and so on. No, the message needs to be packaged in a way that, no, what got us here will not get us there. So I'm always interested in this, you know, this kind of master scene, I would say. The second point is, how do you really have a future vision of how would the organization look like after transformation or not? Is there a mental picture of what would this company be like in a year, two, or three, depending on the scope of transformation? Usually, if this vision or future scenarios of the company doesn't exist, probably, you know, it will be a bumpy ride towards transformation. The third one is how will actually execution take place? Transformation is, planning is important, of course, but it's all about the execution, okay? And very early on, you see that there are signs where, you know, the execution is going to be faulty. There are no capabilities and, you know, we need to scale back and see what we do. Or this is going to be like, you know, the takeoff of a 777 in a storm. Okay. Very, very quick, very powerful. You know what you're doing. You have a very competent pilot and we follow through over there. So it's about what is the first message? What is the picture of the future? And how does your execution capabilities look like?
That's awesome. As you know, we call this show Simple Wins because the best experts usually have the simplest solutions. What would you say is your signature simple win, that one tweak that you've seen work time and time again that a listener could execute this week?
Within 1 week?
Yeah.
Okay. I would do this now, usually from an effective consulting approach. You need to make sure that whatever you're doing is also developmental for the company. So when you analyze a process, you investigate data, you do analysis, you implement a system. You need to make sure that as you're doing this, you're developing the capabilities of the companies as well. Now, some capabilities take a very long time, but if you would like to have something that can really be a win within a week, I would take a process or a customer issue. Let's put it this way. Gather a team from all of those stakeholders that are relevant to this issue from beginning to end and put them in a 1 or 2 days workshop where they would actually do two things. One is how they're going to draft the process itself. Very old school type, I do this, then this, then this. Now, the benefit of this is that they really understand what is going on, and it will be amazing to see how different people understand the process in different ways. So everyone will chart it in its own way. So first of all, you eliminate lack of clarity. You get people to work together to really understand where the problem is. But the key is they need to do this together. The second part, let's say versus old school, new school, they take a simple tool of conversational AI. Okay. And they narrate the process, and then they see the outcome of the AI tool. How will the process be? Okay. Now, in this case, they learn new technology. They understand how the interpretation can be different. AI understands it in a certain way. Marketing understands it differently. Supply chain understands it in a different way. And then by the end of the 2 days workshop, first of all, they have the process drafted. They have different versions they can pick and choose. And they have developed, you know, their technology capabilities, their process capabilities, more culture of collaboration. I think that's a win that can pay off next week. If we start doing it, you know, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, you can have something that is valuable by Monday or Tuesday. And that's it's awesome. Going to be fun as well.
Absolutely, it will be. 100%. And what would you say is one golden rule in your industry that most people think is essential, but you've proven is just a huge waste of time?
Okay, that's a waste of time. I would say the over focus on planning versus investment in execution capabilities. Okay, the whole big, you know, what do you call the big idea about strategic planning, I think it has mushroomed to something that is much bigger. Of course, planning is important. There is no doubt about it. But in today's world, there is a shift going towards, whether we like it or not, towards agility, towards flexibility, adaptability. Now, all of these, they're not planning skills. They're more of execution skills. Okay. So you still need to invest some time in planning, but don't overdo it and spend so much time in planning for each and every single step. Things are going to change anyway. You need to have a very good planning framework, but if there is time that can be invested, because this is what will actually matter at the end towards the customer. It's about execution capabilities. How flexible, adaptable, agile are you? So yeah, this is what I would advise my client. Do a plan for a project or strategic initiatives within the strategy journey that we have. Of course, we do a plan, but we don't overdo it. Okay. We say, okay, that is good enough. Let's make the execution flawless. Okay. Not the planning. That's my input. I mean, it's a very interesting question.
Absolutely. And if you could just snap your fingers and give your clients a massive competitive edge by December, what would be that one transformation you'd love to see every single one of them achieve?
Okay. I would, you know, depending on the nature of the client, usually there are two things that I start to explore once I have a consulting engagement with clients from a capability perspective. As an architecture consultant, I always look for capabilities. How is their customer experience capabilities? customer support, customer interaction, voice of the customer, how they're resolving customer problems, how effective are they in listening actually to their customers, do they have the right infrastructure, and so on. And the other point that I look at is how do they manage their strategy, okay? Do they really follow up that if our strategy is to do 1, 2, 3, and this is going to be our choice for the coming 18 months or 24 months, how are they managing this direction? Some companies, they may or may not have a strategy. And for the ones that have them, not many of them, they have a kind of an SMO or strategy management office, okay? Who really looks at the strategy and says, okay, guys, we said the strategy was this in January, but it's April so far and we have done nothing of that. We're doing something completely different. This is what really can transform companies. Now, it depends on, you know, if the focus is on supply chain, there can be transformation there. If it's marketing, if it's inventory management, manufacturing. But the closeness to the customer and the customer-related capabilities on one side and the strategy management capabilities are two things that can be a win within 1 year. Some endeavors take more than that. But if you start with a simple plan and you have a focus to improve or transform your CX capabilities or your strategy management capabilities, I'm pretty sure you'll have something totally different within 12 months. So these are two areas that I would advise companies to.
That's amazing. And for you, I guess, what are you looking forward to over the next 6 months? What are you busy focused on?
I'm busy focusing on improving and transforming the capabilities of both SMEs and enterprises. Our company strategy platforms work through the three different pillars: strategy, technology, and operations. So we look into digital solutions, how we can implement it in a better way, how to eliminate all the waste for customers, especially who do not have much of financial capabilities. So there is always the question that I'm passionate about. How can we do it better, okay, without significant investment? There is always a better way of doing it. There is always a frugal way. And all of this needs to be under the umbrella of a very robust strategy, okay? So I'm always in, actually all my clients, it always starts with the strategy journey. Where are you going? Okay, what's your choice for the future? And then from there, we look into different components of improving their capabilities and their business architecture as well. So I'm always looking for clients who are really passionate about developing their capabilities. This is where I get my energy and oxygen from.
That's awesome. And Muhammad, where can people go to learn more about you?
I think two places. They can follow me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty quite active on LinkedIn through my profile. And also the website for the company. It's simple, strategyplatforms.com. You can visit, you can see all the engagements that we have, the clients that we have worked with, our methodologies. We also have the Strategy Platforms newsletter, pretty much many articles over there from different industries, MRO, aviation, retail, e-commerce, manufacturing. So those are the two, I would say, digital locations where you can know more about myself and the company.
Fantastic. Muhammad, thank you so much for jumping on. I'm so excited to have you here.
Adam, thank you very much. And I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Absolutely. And everyone for listening, make sure to go give Muhammad a look. Okay. Go click on the link on the description. Go check out what Muhammad does, because what he's doing is really fascinating. And if you are looking to do a transformation in your business, Muhammad is the guy to talk to. So everyone, thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next episode.